Proclamation number 7841 dated the March 4th, 1961. The adversary's disguise as a spirit of light. Miracles? Your thinking is utterly wrong if you look upon the adversary's machinations as divine miracles, because they can be recognized as soon as you humans are of good will and subsequently also desire to think correctly. For the sign of my working consists of the fact that everything testifies to love, wisdom and power. Consequently, you need only investigate as to whether love, wisdom and power can be recognized when you are informed of such alleged miracles. My adversary also disguises himself in the form of light. He appears as a spirit of light and confuses gullible people who are looking for sensations and therefore also accept anything unverified. You should not believe blindly. Each one of you should examine and keep that which seems acceptable to you after serious scrutiny. So if phenomena are reported to you which supposedly are my divine activity, you should know that I do not work in unusual ways in order to lead people to faith, because a living faith can only be gained through kind-hearted actions and any other faith is of no value before me. Why should I therefore offer you unusual phenomena and what would be my purpose for it? You can find out anything you need to know from my word. Its transmission is certainly an extraordinary gift of grace, but it does not oblige anyone to believe who does not live a life of love. But it shall stimulate you into kind-hearted activity, and then your faith will become firm and alive. A spiritually highly mature person will occasionally be able to experience spiritual visions, but he will find it very difficult to describe to his fellow human beings what he had seen. In the case one cannot speak of unusual phenomena which originate from me. Yet my adversary often works by dazzling people and thus creating an illusion of things which are only perceived by people akin to him, who are not in heartfelt contact with me, the God and Father of eternity. This can only happen if people think the wrong way and thereby prepare their own foundation for wrong images, if they themselves are willing to confirm inaccuracies by testifying to them. The lack of earnestly requesting the truth leaves them open to any error, and then it is easy for my adversary to build upon this error and to increasingly confuse people's thinking more and more so that they see and hear what he feigns to them because they want to see and hear it. Don't believe that I try to prove or reveal myself to those who do not shape themselves such that I can reveal myself to them. But even then it does not happen so obviously that it would compel someone into believing who has not reached a specific degree of maturity. And ask yourselves whether people advocating unusual experiences or phenomena can be credited with this maturity, because only the masses will let themselves be deceived, but fully matured souls will never experience my adversary's obvious activity. Anyone who believes blindly gets more and more caught up in Satan's web of lies, for he has an easy game with them. But if you seriously desire the truth, he will not be able to deceive you, then you will recognize him regardless of what he does. For his activity emerges from darkness and only increases the darkness. However, where I am at work there is light, and there can only be light where love is present. And this light of love can only emanate from me, but it will also illuminate and penetrate the darkness. Therefore, look for light, try to escape the darkness and turn to me as the light of eternity. And you'll easily recognize where my adversary has intervened, for neither my love nor my wisdom nor power can be recognized there. His activity will be clearly recognizable, as he will only ever fight the light and therefore also the truth. Amen.